Welcome to GLD TV. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Leave your thoughts in the comments. You know, we talk about boxing on this channel. We talk about things that's going on in pop culture and everything that's relevant, but mostly boxing. And today I want to talk about this Terrence Crawford shit, this situation. It's funny to me. I keep hearing all these different boxing channels, people in their comments. I keep seeing people say, oh, well, Crawford, he hasn't fought nobody. And everybody he fought was nobodies. So, you know, it's funny that people say that to me, that Kell Brook, you know, specifically was a broke fighter. But he beat Sean Porter. And Sean Porter is all of a sudden a threat to Terrence Crawford. Like, listen, people don't really, I don't think they be knowing the facts. I think they go off of popularity and not skill. You know, Kell Brook, before he went against Terrence Crawford, he was off of a 3-win streak. He won three times in a row after losing to Spence. So when they say Spence broke him, you don't win 3 fights in a row after that. Not if you're a broken fighter. And 2 of those fights, if I'm not mistaken, was by KO. Either 1 or 2 of them. So how could they say he was a broken fighter? It don't make any sense. And then coming into the fight, Kell Brook said that he felt better than ever. He said he was in the best shape ever. He said he was ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? You know, you as a fan, you know, I'm fans of all of these people. Errol Spence Jr., Sean Porter even, Terrence Crawford, everybody. I'm fans of all of them because I'm a fan of boxing. But when these fans are just fans of specific boxers, you know, they say what they want to say to keep their boxer in the favor, keep their favorite boxer in the favor. But I go off of what I see. I go off of facts. You know what I'm saying? How could you say Kell Brook is a broken fighter? Oh, after what Triple G did to him and after what Spence did to him, he was just broken. Okay, so he was a broken fighter. If he was such a broken fighter, why would he fight Errol Spence right after Triple G? Why would he fight Terrence Crawford, you know, after winning 3 fights and then losing to Spence? A broken fighter ain't finna make them type of decisions. He just won 3 fights in the row. So let's look at Porter. Most of Sean Porter's big wins was off of close-ass decisions. A lot of people feel like against Danny Garcia, he lost. A lot of people also feel like against Ugas, he lost. So I'm just saying, like, you know, you got to know the facts. You can't just sit there and try to say, oh, Crawford ain't fought nobody. Now Porter finally a threat. How? If Brook beat Porter. Kell Brook beat Porter. And then you can't sit there and say that he was a broken fighter. Because he won 3 fights after he lost to Spence. He won 3 times in a row. Then he lost to Crawford. So check the facts, man. And that's what we do here at GLD TV. We check the facts. Leave your hate thoughts in the comments, your good thoughts in the comments. We want to hear it all, man. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Because I'm going to always speak the truth. I'm not going to sit there and be biased because I like a fighter. You know, I'm going to always speak on what I see. I'm going to always speak when a fighter is making moves that I'm not feeling. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I'm a fan of boxing. I'm more of a fan of boxing than I am any of these fighters. I'm not a race fan. I like Mexican fighters. I like black fighters. I like everybody. But, you know, you got to call a spade. Anyway, once again, welcome to GLD TV. Boxing talk. Leave your thoughts in the comments. Tell me what you think. And we'll be back at you. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe.